When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
For obvious reasons, we keep this place as gloomy as possible.
Welcome to Mind Poppers Podcast.
We are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies.
Once you get used to these grim surroundings, you'll never leave. Nobody ever does.
We continue now with tonight's case, Conspiracy.
Now. Listen.
Welcome back to the Mind Poppers Podcast. And you know what? It has been another weird week in the news, okay? Because I came across this story. It was a story of deceit and betrayal, and it's breaking news. I mean, it was breaking news in 2016 when it happened. But the thing about reporting on weird news is that it's not tied to time, okay? Weird news is weird news. It's not linear. It's just as I stumble across it, okay? It's a story, okay? It's the stories that don't get told, okay? It's the stories that fall through the cracks, okay? The Mind Poppers Podcast is a voice for the voiceless. You know, it's what the foundation is built upon. And this week, we're going to be hearing the voice of a clarinetist, okay? And I know what you're thinking, nerd, and you'd be right. However, okay, this clarinetist, okay? Clarinetist, someone who plays the clarinet, okay? Just we're all on the same page starting off. He has been awarded $266,500 after his girlfriend sabotaged his music career, okay? Now, what she did, she deleted an email offering him a place at his dream school and then telling him he'd been rejected, okay? Now, the motive for this deceit on the girlfriend's behalf, it still remains unclear, even all this time later. Her name was Jennifer Lee, okay? And we're not sure if, like, she wanted to avoid being separated from her boyfriend, okay? Because if he got into this college, there'd be, like, distance, you know? He'd be in another country. They were originally in Canada, and the college that this music college that he'd applied for was in Los Angeles, I believe, in the States. So was it the motive that she didn't want to be separated from the boyfriend, as in, like, long distance? She didn't want to break up. Now, it was interesting, okay, because the girlfriend, Miss Lee, she actually attended that college that her boyfriend was going to for some time. She attended the school, but she left mysteriously for another reason. We don't know why she left, although that she did leave, okay? So basically, in 2014, right, you had this guy, Eric Abramowitz. He was 20 years old, and he was dating flutist Jennifer Lee. Look, I'm telling you, okay, these flutists, okay, and the clarinet, it's like, that's like Romeo and Juliet. Okay, these band people, be real freaks, okay? Like this one time at band camp, I stuck a flute in my pussy. Okay, Miss Jennifer Lee, ladies and gentlemen. So in 2014, anyway, your man, Eric Abramowitz, he was 20 years old, okay? So I guess it's like 29 now, and he was dating flutist Jennifer Lee, and they were both studying music at McGill University in Montreal, Canada, which I believe is close to where I am. I'm not sure. She just transferred from the Colbum Conservatory of Music in Los Angeles, which is where the boyfriend had applied for, right? And it was one of the country's, one of the state's most prestigious music programs, okay? As in, like, if you wanted to pursue something in music in terms of, you know, like, orchestra or wherever flutists and things go, that was the place to be, okay? That was the that was the college to attend, right? Now, the girlfriend, right, she spoke glowingly of the school that she'd left. And coincidentally, it had always been on Eric's bucket list. He always wanted to go there and she had just been there. She told him that she chose to leave the school because she wanted to be closer to her family in Ontario. Okay, and look, whatever, right? So after hearing her talk about it for several months, you know, again, all positive, he decided to apply with her blessing, okay? And he auditioned for a place in February 2014 because with these big prestigious, you know, music schools, whatever, the same with like, I guess like Juilliard, like the big acting schools, it's all about you have to audition. You don't just get in. It's not based on grades or whatever. You got to audition. You have to prove yourself, you know? So he always planned to stay with her, committed in the relationship, even if he got in, okay? And that would be like a 2,900 mile distance between them. He had no intention of ending the relationship, okay, due to long distance or anything like that. And as it turns out, he was a very talented clarinetist, okay, like Squidward, and he was offered a full scholarship plus room and board, okay, which is given to all of the students in this world-renowned school, okay? And obviously he was, you know, he'd done exceptionally well. If he was given a full scholarship, including room and board, I mean, that would cost, I would have to imagine, hundreds of thousands to if you were to pay for it yourself. But he was offered a full scholarship, so he wasn't going to have to reach into that wallet not once, okay? The offer was made by clarinet master, okay, Yehuda Gilad, which I'm sure you were all familiar with. He's a master. He was the one who had basically sent the email to Eric saying, you know, was very impressed with your audition or whatever, and we offer you a full scholarship and blah blah blah, right? But posing as her boyfriend, Jennifer had intercepted this email, okay? She then rejected the offer, posing as the boyfriend, responding that I would be elsewhere and to not ring me because my phone's broken, and declined and said, no, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, then the girlfriend, Jennifer, she created a fake account in Gilad's name, Gilad again being our clarinet master. She created a fake clarinet master email and sent her boyfriend a fake email which said that he had not been successful, okay, and instead she offered him a fictitious partial scholarship to a different school that she knew that he could not afford. So obviously he wouldn't pursue that any further because knowing that he could not afford it. And then she was there to console him and you know, just be there for him to help him, you know, get through his rejection. And then she deleted all prior correspondences, like the real correspondences. She deleted all of them. Okay. So, I mean, this boy just got the offer of a lifetime. I tell you, bitches be crazy. Okay. Flutists be crazy. Okay, the offer of a lifetime, you know, full scholarship, room and board worth hundreds of thousands of dollars easily. He was going to perform in one of the best music schools in the world. You know, it couldn't set him up any better. And, you know, that crazy girlfriend came in, which is terrible. It is crazy. You know, it truly, truly is crazy. And he still doesn't know to this day why she wanted to stop him from going, okay? Like, he had involved her every step of the way. He wanted her to be a part of it and all that. She didn't know, or he didn't know, was there maybe some reason why she had left the school when she did? Was there something that he did not want, or she did not want him to discover? And again, he said about her, that she seemed like very normal, you know? Like he told everyone how the relationship was going well. She seemed like a normal girl. You know, if a little intense when they began dating as 20-year-old music students. I wonder, is she a dwarf? And I say that because to someone who's that diabolical, I'm not saying that all little people are diabolical. That's not at all what I'm saying. Okay? What I'm saying is somebody who would do something like this to their boyfriend, it gives me, remember, I think we talked about it on an episode before, that like young child who, you know, was like living with that family or whatever and turned out wasn't a young child in the end and was actually a little person, a dwarf pretending to be a child. That gives me the same energy here. Like, I don't know if she's a little person. Okay, I don't know if Jennifer Lee is a little person. It's giving that energy, though. It's giving that she's... No, again, I don't know how her... Like, what if she was lying about being a little person? I don't know, because, like, they're 20 years old. So I don't know what that would do in this situation. But I'm not convinced. I'd be asking to see a birth cert, okay, real soon. But yeah, he said that she was a little intense, okay? But like nothing too crazy, okay? Nothing too crazy. And look, he grew up in Montreal and spent his life dreaming about attending a prestigious school in the United States for music, which she took away from him.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
But you know what? He ended up applying again a couple of years later to the same music college. Again, he had to go on audition. And this guy, okay, the clarinet master that we spoke about earlier, he held him back after his audition and was like, you're here again, but you rejected my offer the first time. You know, what was that about? You know, like nobody, you know, declines this school kind of a thing. And he was like, no. He was like, you rejected me. So they have this like back and forth. Be like, no, you rejected me. No, you rejected me. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they weren't able to come to any logical conclusion or whatever. But he was still offered a place. So he was offered a place second time round. A couple of years later, he went back and tried again and he was offered a place. So he was like, what the hell could have happened or whatever? So he was getting a little suspicious. Okay, he was getting a little bit suspicious. So what he did was he looked at the old emails that he got of these first initial rejection letters. Okay, and he was like looking at the emails. Him and his friend were discussing it. Like something's weird, something's off. So he was looking at the email of the rejection letter. And he was broken up now about 6 months with his girlfriend at this stage. So... they were kind of like, could the girlfriend have something to do with it? So what they ended up doing was they tried to log into this email that sent them this rejection letter, the fake rejection letter. And after a couple of attempts, he was able to log into the email using a password that he knew that his girlfriend regularly used for logging into things. And not only that, but he had to be sure. So he went to reset the password and he saw that the mobile number attached to the account was that of his now ex-girlfriend, okay? He confronted the ex-girlfriend wrote to her on social media, like, what the fuck, sent her all this evidence, and this damning evidence. She blocked him, okay? Now, a couple of months later, he did say that that she did send him an email apologizing, but it wasn't really kind of apologizing for everything, but it was just more kind of like a, I'm sorry, I got caught kind of a thing. And obviously then he sued her. He sued her and was awarded, like I said, like $266,000 and a further $50,000 in punitive damages. So like over $300,000, you know. And that's what she deserves, okay? And now look at it. It all worked out for him, okay? It all worked out. But it's crazy. It is crazy what some people will do, okay? We never really got an answer as to why she did it. It's evil and it's wrong, but it's also devious and treacherous, which we have to respect. You know, someone going to that length. She went out of her way to get the job done. She declined the acceptance letter, deleted all traces of it, made a new fake offer. Like, she must have been waiting with that email account open for weeks, constantly refreshing, just to get to the email before the boyfriend did. Okay? So while, yes, this woman is going to hell, okay, she was hustling, okay? Now, again, like I said, good for him. Good for him doing what he loves, okay, and making lots of money playing big theatres or whatever, okay? Because the clarinetist, that clarinet master, he, like, I think wrote a letter on Eric's behalf when he was taking the ex-girlfriend to court and said, you know, like, you know, it's how could someone do something so immoral and blah, blah, blah. And basically we're saying that, like, the amount of money that Eric has, like, lost out on, you know, because if he was in school the last 2 years, he probably would have been making, like, $150,000 with the orchestra or whatever. I mean, I'm telling you, these clarinetists, okay, these flutists, they make big money. So he sued her, I guess, for damages, almost like a loss of wages kind of a thing. And good for him, okay? Because now he's, you know, doing what he loves and he's making lots of money in big theatres or whatever. Now, he might not be completely out of the woods, okay? Because I just saw the story, I thought it was so diabolical, I thought it was worth sharing. But then I was like, I came across another story that happened in a theatre, okay? And that's why I was thinking he might not be out of the woods completely when it comes to crazies, okay? Especially if he has US Representative Lauren Boebert in the audience, okay? Now, Lauren Boebert, you probably won't know her unless you're in America. I barely know her. I only know her from this story, okay? And hearing people talking about it, she's essentially a Republican representative. She's a bit known for, you know, being a bit more, I guess, far right, but potentially. Kind of most known for her, like, anti-LGBT stances, especially transgender issues and the sexual orientation of children, you know, etc. She doesn't want the kids of America to be groomed by drag queens, that kind of a thing, you know. Well, she recently attended a Sunday night performance of the Beetlejuice musical downtown, in downtown Denver, I believe. And look, Beetlejuice, fantastic movie, I love it. But she was asked to leave. She was asked to leave by venue officials because she was vaping, singing, and recording with the flash on during the performance. Now, okay, not only that, but she was also engaging in sexual acts, okay, with her date for the evening. And there's video, I guess there's CCTV footage in this big theater. You know, he can be seen massaging her breasts, like really getting in there, real handful, like a real massage. There seems to be some sort of masturbation or mutual masturbation. I've heard rumors of, you know, someone was sucking dick in the theater. Again, that was a rumor. But I mean, you can see in the video, they are like all over each other. It's absolutely indecent, you know, it's indecent acts. And it was in the middle of the theater, in a row of people during Beetlejuice the musical. Okay, now some might call her a hypocrite for building a career insisting drag queens were grooming children while she sat there and, I mean, she was getting fingered during a musical with children present, okay? Some might call her a hypocrite. But you know what? I don't care. I don't care about her politics, if I'm being honest. Like, good for her, is what I say. As a fan of the theatre, good for her. You know that song from Beetlejuice by Harry Belafonte? It's the Deo, do I have it?
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Like, you know what? You know what? A few glasses of wine, okay? Bit of Belafonte playing. Yeah, I think we're all playing with our pussies in that situation, okay? It's a hip mover. It is a hip mover, okay? Now, it happens, right? A report. I was looking at this, right? Because you always hear, you know, people, you know, in the theater, I guess more so in like the cinema, the movie theater, but like, you know, like people like cutting a hole in the bottom of the popcorn, you know, that kind of a thing. People fool around in the cinema and that kind of thing. So I was like, okay, it happens. It does happen. Okay. Because a report that I saw in the Toronto Sun says that 21%, so just over 1 in 5 Canadians enjoy having sex at the cinema. Okay. Now I'm going to be seeing A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens in the theater next month, which I'm very excited for. But I don't know. I don't know if you could play with yourself during a Christmas performance. To me, that's like, it's a declassing. Now, not that I intend on touching myself during the show, okay? Your Honor. But Beetlejuice is different, okay? It's weird, it's dark, it's erotic, you know? Like, you can't really be giving someone like mad crazy head as the ghost of Christmas future is showing Scrooge Tiny Tim's headstone. You know, I'm sorry, the boy will never walk again. It's just, you couldn't, you know, okay, you can be doing glug glug in that kind of situation. It wouldn't be right. Now, if you do want to hear about a situation where you can be given glug glug, then I would advise you to head on over to the Mind Poppers Patreon, where there is new, longer, and uncut for your pleasure episodes every Saturday. Stay woke.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.